Beretz Hashem next week. The last week is Wednesday. Rabbi Cohen will be giving Shir Chalamayit for anybody that wants here. But I will be stopping in Beretz Hashem Wednesday. There is no test this week for anybody on the phone that's interested. There is no test this week. It will be combined. There will be a test in Beretz Hashem on Wednesday, which Rabbi Kleinman will have out by 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure the service will be 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Fine. Okay, we are up to... I'm waiting another 10 seconds. Okay, we had a Shiloh Rabbi, she asked of Yehuda, a guy told the cipher, write the get to the woman who walks out first. So we answered him, it's the same as the Mishnah. When the guy said, write the get to the one I decide to divorce. That's what he answered him. So we are up to Esrei, on Chofeim and Aleph. You go across Tosfos E, not the E, but E, and go up two lines, last word on the line. Esrei, so Rav Eishia asked Rav Yehuda a question. You're telling me, Ein Breira. Okay, so I have a question. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim. Ha'emir Labanav, somebody tells his children. Now, Halacha and Korban Pesach, these are Dvarim Negeya, Merch Hashem, this year. And Halacha and Korban Pesach is, you have to be part of a group. You cannot just come in and eat Korban Pesach. You have to be Mina yourself, that's the Lashon HaMishnah. Right, you have to count yourself on a group. You have to become part of the group of Korban Pesach. And therefore, if you're not counted on, you cannot, by the time of Shechita, you cannot count on, if you're not part of the group by the time of Shechita, you cannot join that Korban Pesach. That's the halacha. There's a mandiyama that says later, but we're not going to get involved. This is the halacha we're going in. So somebody tells this kid, listen, I'm shechting my Korban Pesach. I'm going to include the one who comes to Yerushalayim first. They were on the way. He didn't want him to slacken off. So he said, Rabbi Sai, he told his children, I'm going to Yerushalayim. I'm bringing a Korban Pesach. I will include the one who shows up first to Yerushalayim. Which means, at this point, we don't know. But whoever shows up first will be included in my Korban Pesach, which is done before they show up. Kivin Shenichnas Rishon Raishav Rubai, as soon as the first one shows up and gets most of his body and his head into Yerushalayim, Zocha B'chalkai U'mezakias Achavimai, he becomes included, and he includes all his brothers with him. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, isn't that Breira? Isn't that saying, whoever will be clarified later, I am now including into the Korban Pesach? You told me Ein Breira. He didn't. He included the one who comes first. That one includes the rest of his brothers in his share.
So, from the beginning, he didn't put them all. Right?
Again, the father included one. That's what it says. We have to give the Gemara a chance. If we don't give the Gemara a chance, we're not going to get anywhere. The father included the one who comes first. And it works. Amalai, Aisha Bri, my inyam sachem reitzu gittin. Aisha, my son, why in the world are you mixing Pesach into Masechtas Gittin? Rabbi Yechanan said, this was not really what the father meant. The father included everybody. He wanted them to come fast. So he said, I'm including the one who comes first. But he really included everybody. It was just done to give them an incentive to show up. So he said, I'm including the one that comes first. Right? Making them think that he's only including that one. But he's not. He's including everybody. Proof, Daikanami. The Kanakivish and Ichnas, Rishon Raishav Arubai, Zacha Bechalkai, and Mazakas Echavimai. Once the person entered Rosh Hashanah, he's Zeich his Chelek, and he's Mezakeh his brothers with him. How could he do that? How could he put his brothers on after Shechita? How can this brother say, I'm including in my Chelek my brothers? They weren't included at the time of Shechita. Right. He is included because you're saying yes, Breira. So the father only intended him. But how can he bring along his brothers? It's too late. If you want to say that the father had him in mind anyway, it was just done as a ploy to get his kids to show up. So basically what he's saying is whoever shows up first is counted. And then that person says, I want my brothers included. They were included to begin with. He really doesn't even have to say, I want my brothers included. But if you tell me we're included, how Agashita becomes money? Could he include them that late? But not him the mushroom. You can only count or move yourself off a group till Shechita. Shechita locks you in. Must be that he included all his kids anyway. And this was just a Zrizus thing. A contest. But not a practical difference. There was a story that the girls showed up before the sons did. So you see that the daughters were the ones that had alacrity, and the sons were lazy. Now, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. What? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I heard you say that.
I didn't.
Remember you read that?
Yeah, sure. I just said you can count and remove yourself to Shechita. I just said that.
What shaykhut is it that the kid, that the son can have in mind for his brothers? Forget the part that the father what they had only for one son, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What gives that son the right to have it?
So that's a sugyim sachem. Can one member of the Karban Pesach say, I'm including others in my share? Before Shechita. Before Shechita. Without the rest of the group's knowledge. This group formed here. Five people. I decided I'm including Baruch Maisha. Before Shechita. I have a share. I have 20% of the animal. Four people.
All right.
That's 25% of the animal. I decided that Baruch Mai shall be part of my 25%.
What if I say no?
That's a shaila. Do I have to check with you or not? It's my 25%. That's a sugyim sachem. Let's assume that that's fine.
But well, you don't think
that's I get my 25%. I'm not touching anybody's.
I'm not going to have less.
I'm using my 25%. I'm not touching your animal. You get 25%. Mr. Goldstein gets 25%. Rabbi Cohn gets 25%. I get 25%. I decided I'll have Baruch Meisha help me eat the 25%. It doesn't affect you. It's a machloikis and a sentence sucker. What Mandy Emma says, you guys can tie it over to eat together with him. Because they all have to eat together. The group has to eat together. The chaburachas. They can say, we don't like his company. That's a shaila. So let's assume you can. So the brother, really, the first son has a share. He can give his share to others. Problem is, it's too late. I cannot give Baruch Meisha my part of my share if it's already after Shechita. He has to join before Shechita. The time of Shechita, he wasn't part of the group. That's the Gemara's problem.
That is an offshoot to the Breira thing. The first thing we have to know is that whoever you had in mind with Mafreya, that person can eat from...
Yes.
Stop. This is a new thing now in regards to...
Again. The Mishnah said that the guy shechts his Pesach on condition that the one who comes in first is counted.
That's all I care about.
And then the Mishnah said... He is Mizakeh his brothers.
I don't care about that.
Again, but the Mishnah says it. I can't agree. You have an eraser? Erase it.
But what I'm saying is that's not really the Iker part of what we're looking at, right?
But it's there. I don't care if it's Iker or not Iker. It's there. How does that work? How do you learn Pshat in that line in the Mishnah?
How do you learn Pshat that this guy can eat from your set, from the father's thing?
Who can eat?
That Baruch Moshe can
eat. How does every Pesach work? But at the time when he did it, he didn't think about whose son it's going to be. The Mafreya.
Again, that's the proof to Breira.
That's all I care about right now.
Yeah, I have a problem with the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says the other brothers can also eat. Can't ignore that part of the Mishnah.
That
must be.
Let's first get to the
intro
part first.
Again, we brought the Raya.
That's it.
And then the Gemara answered, it's not a Raya. Because really the father counted everybody. And he only said the first one to be Mazaris then. But really he counted everybody on it. And then the Gemara proves that answer. Because if not, the other brothers wouldn't be able to eat. Must be they were counted on anyway.
That Breira?
No.
All in?
No.
Why not?
He counted all of them in. Why can't, what is it Breira? What's going to be clarified? A guy counts the six kids and they're all there. He doesn't have to clarify anything. The Havamina we thought, only the one who gets there first is on.
Because he was included without Breira, he gets it.
No, because that's Breira. The Havamina was, the father said, whoever.
We didn't know which one.
So that was Breira. And for the Gemara, no, he included all of them. Why did he say the first one? Just reasons. Then the Gemara proves his answer. Because in the not important part of the Mishnah, it says, Mizakis Echavimai. How does that work? Must be they were included.
There's no Breira.
No Breira. Rashi.
How do we know the Mishnah is not going like the Manda Ahmed says you could do it after?
Nobody says you can do it after Shechita on. The question is, can get off after Shechita. Rashi. Zok Rashi. The agent should take the Pesach Tchilo. Yehi Aget. We did that already. Amas Mishi Alamikem. Yehnim Na'olav. Ani Makna Lechelke B'Shash Shechita. I'm giving him his chaylik at the time of Shechita. He was in Ichnas Vishen la'achar Shechita, right of a rubai. Zachar b'chalker, that meaning yesh breira, the Mishas Shechita, ha'izeh roi l'kach. He was the one who was headed that way. V'nishcha petach z'olof. U'mazakeh sechav imoy, limnois b'chalkai. U'lekam e'mukul o'shaper, the Gemara's going to explain it, but Rashi's bothered right away. How did the brothers get on? He said, don't worry, the Gemara's going to take care of that problem later on. Meaning, according to the Havamina, we don't have a resolution to that problem. I'm Rabbi Eichon, we have a Zaris and Bemitzvahs. Avi and Himna is Kula Molo Mishah Shechita. Father counted everybody on from the time of Shechita. Father came from Menashe Yala Rishon. There's your Zinu also. He only came to be Mizaris them. Climate, Nira Ezu Rishon. We'll see who's first. But Belay Diyam Abelibai. He didn't tell them that he's counting them all on. He wanted them to think that they have to get there first. Shaper, Shemach Mazakas Echavimai. Nimnin Haraitil Limnoisa wants to join. Mishkin is Yidea, Mishoi Nimnin Haraitil Himashech. One who was on the group and then wants to leave the group. Limanas Alachar and go a different group. Mishkin Yodei Menu Achi Yitzchat. Avalach Shi Yitzchat, Loi Nimnin, Veloi Nimshachim. Can't join, and you can't remove yourself. Yachsiv Yimat Habayas, in bold Himoi, Ulimashech Mimenu, with Dashing the Pasik. If you want to leave your group, you want to make the group smaller? The chayusa shall say yismaltu. You have to do it while the animal is still alive. Tanya nami hachi, then ischavin el lazarzan, miyukula amnina, we counted them all on, bonum shveilim, like tony benim to bonum zaychus, bepetach, bonum vizachu. Doesn't say only the daughters could eat and the sons couldn't. Teretz is because he counted them all on. He just said this as a contest. Really? A contest with no consequences, just to make them have the incentive to get there first.
You don't have to have much trouble when you have who's in the group, right?
No, they have to own part of the group. They have to be part of it. Now, I don't know if they have to make a kenyan or not, if that's what you want to know. I don't think so. I don't know if he has to speak it out, but Makshav, I don't know.
Whatever he said just didn't really count.
Correct. Correct.
How do you know when it counts and when it doesn't count?
What do you mean? Just from the fact that the Mishnah says that
again, included, that was good enough.
That means, obviously, he must have included them. Whatever was necessary, he did.
It's misreading his tongue.
No, I'm trying to tell you, no. He did what he had to do. He didn't tell his kids.
didn't tell his kids
that he counted them on the Pesach. Whatever he needed to count them on, he did.
And that was an aside.
Then he decided to get his kids to get there fast, so he told them that. I don't know what he has to do. I don't know if he needs to make a kinyan. I don't know if he has to say it. I don't know. Doesn't say. But he did what he had to do. Don't think about it, but I'm Rabbi. Kaboy minei toilu b'das acherim, the kaposhet lei, toilu b'das atzmai. V'hodim b'aysev lei, toilu b'das acherim. Tabaya, I don't know. The Shiloh was a case when the guy told the cipher, write it to the one who comes through the door first. That is out of his control. He made it dependent on a clarification that will happen that's not up to him. The raya from our Mishnah was a case when he made it dependent on something that he will clarify. And then the kasha was asked in the case of Pesach, in the Hagamina, where it was left to whoever this comes first, which was out of his control. So Rav Aisha is asking case one, Rav Yehuda is answering in a different case, and Rav Aisha comes back with the first case. Like, how do you compare the two cases of Taila Badas Acherim and Taila Badas Atzmai? How do you compare a person who leaves it for future clarification that's to be clarified by others than to a case when it's clarified by himself? Now, Rashi will tell you why one is different than the other, which has been bothering you all morning. Then we'll see Rashi. Can we first see Rashi? Let Rashi do his thing.
They could have asked this question before Rav Sachem.
Again, because he's trying to point out that the one who asked him Sachem responded with a different case to the answer. Like, one's talking apples and one's talking oranges, which you do all the time, as you said yesterday.
We had a case of Get.
Again, Get and Sachem don't make a difference.
Get
and Sachem.
Get and Get. Both cases of Get were different.
Correct.
Get was,
could have asked it right then and there.
Yeah.
But Rav Aisha and Rav Yehuda lived before Abaya. And Rav Aisha and Rav Yehuda had this conversation. Abaya, living 100 years later, or 80 years later, sees this conversation and he says to himself, I just don't get this conversation. One saying one thing, one talking about another thing, it just doesn't mix. Abaya wasn't there at the time. I came along later. He got this conversation. They told him over. This is what Rav Aisha asked. This is what Rav Yehuda answered. This is what Rav Aisha asked. This is what Rav Yehuda answered. And he said to himself, what is going on? Zuck to Rashi. I'm Rabbi Kibay Minei. Now listen, this Rashi is going to explain why it makes a difference. Atmua Metame Abaya, but Rav Yehuda. Abaya is amazed at Rav Yehuda. He has a question on Rav Yehuda. Rav Aisha. Why? Kibay minei le'ezes yateitze b'pesach t'chila. The Tullah's Hamasna, the one who made this condition, made it depend b'das acherim. He makes it depend, it depends on other people. The kapashet le'ezes she'ertze d'haynu t'chila b'das atzmai. And then you're bringing a proof from the case of a guy says whoever he wants, which is leaving it up to his own decision. Dilma, here is the key. Taylor Badas Atzmei less Lebrera. It could be that if he leaves it up to his, then there's no Brera. Why? The Midasni Beresha, Gila Badai Deshep, Eseach Hashne Sifim. Because since he made this condition, whoever I decide, that means he's jumping on two thoughts. Peseach Hashne Sifim is a way of saying a guy who steps on two sides of the fence. He's straddling the fence. The lekele meimer hoover the mikar died to lahai. We can't say it's clarified that that's who he meant. It's not true. He didn't know who it was going to mean. He never decided for sure to the one. He wasn't sure. There was a lack of clarity in his own mind. Avo zesh atala b'acherim. Gomer b'day to me kar lezi shetetze. Now let me explain this Rashi. When Shimon says, I will divorce the woman who walks out of the door, that's a final decision. He will divorce the woman who walks out the door, to be clarified later. There's no doubt in his mind. He's 100% sure that he's going to divorce the woman he wants to get written for the woman who walks out the door. Is there doubt in his mind? No. He's made a final decision. That's the one I'm going to divorce. No doubt in his mind. He's mesupik which wife to get rid of. He decides, you know what? We'll leave it up to the Rabbi Nishloilim. I will divorce the one who walks out of the door first. Final decision. Clear decision. To be clarified later. When the guy says, write the get for whoever I want to divorce later, that means he's not sure yet. Because if he were sure, he would tell us. The answer is at this point, he's going hemming and hawing and hawing and hemming, and he will decide later. Who says that they're the same? Now you could learn that this brayer even then, whoever I decide later should be now. But you could say, since there was no clear decision, he's still hemming and hawing, and he's b'seach ashtei ha-sifim, sifim means thoughts, going back and forth on two thoughts. Maybe there you don't say Breira, because there was no clear decision on his part at that point. Maybe we don't leave for future clarification something that's not a decided thing. Maybe only things that are decided and have to be clarified. That's a biased question.
Clarifying.
I didn't watch it. Then.
How's it going to work out for the Shema part? You know, at this moment.
For you, it's written for the one who will be future clarification. If that's Breira, you can make an argument. You could make an argument that that's enough for Lishma. It's written for the one who will be clarified later. Lishma. If you hold Ein Breira, it doesn't work. And you could say, even if Yash Breira Lishma is different, you could say that. We did offer such a Havamina, correct? And for the Gemara Marava, my question, so Rabbi says, Tabari, I don't get your question. Dilma demand is Libreira, Loshna Toyla, but that's Atma, Loshna Toyla, but that's Acher, Miss Libreira. Amanda, less Libreira, Loshna Toyla, but that's Atma, Loshna, but that's Acher, less Libreira. So Rabbi says, you know, Abai, you made a beautiful chilek. Who says anybody cares about that chilek? You made a chilek. Who says that makes a difference? Maybe people that hold Breira hold it both ways, and people that don't hold it either way. And therefore, you can mix and match. If you had a Tana that differentiated, then you'd be right. Because we see, Tana A only holds it one way, not the other way. But who says there's such a... Not every difference makes a difference. It is a difference. But not every difference makes a difference. So since you don't find anybody that makes a difference, you have a great question. But maybe everybody ignores your question because there's nobody that uses that difference as a difference. What? That's what Rav is telling Abaya. You had a great question. You made a great difference. But not every difference makes a difference.
Rabbi?
Unless you find the Tana that does, you cannot question and make a difference. Who says that makes a difference? Yes.
In the example in the Mishnah where the guy has two wives and he has the sofer write one and they have identical names, et cetera, and he's going to decide later which one to divorce, has he decided with certainty at that point that he is going to get divorced, or is it just in case he later decides to get a divorce?
Yeah, there's two parts to get. The get has to be written for divorce, for him and her. Then he can decide later whether he wants to use the get. But to create the get, it needs to be written for a specific woman. We're not talking about the act of divorce. We're talking about creating the bill of divorce. We learn now from Sukkim that to create the bill of divorce, it has to be written for divorce for this man and this woman. That makes it a kosher bill of divorce. Once it's a kosher bill of divorce, now the husband can decide whether he wants to use it or not. But if it's not a kosher bill of divorce, then it doesn't make a difference what he decides later on.
What's the example here that we're putting against the woman who walks through the door? What's that example? What's the factual example?
I'm not understanding. What do you mean? The other case?
So right now we're pitting one example against the other. The guy who says whoever walks through the door, and that
the guy that
can
says
be
whoever
where,
I decide.
Whoever I decide. So has he already decided or
no.
not? Has he?
He's
has
writing
he decided?
It for to be based on future clarification.
But has he decided with certainty that he's divorcing someone, one of these two wives?
He's decided that he wants a bill of divorce written for one of the two wives.
He just wants to
start.
He's going to
use it or not is a separate decision.
Okay. Then I don't understand how one of them compares to the other. I don't even understand why that would be an issue, what the Havamina is. If he hasn't decided factually that he's going to be divorced, how do you even compare one decision to the other?
And again,
whoever
again,
walks
again.
Through the door, I
the
am
first
divorcing.
First case of walking
versus,
through the door, he also hasn't handed her the divorce.
He's I understand,
creating
but he's
a bill of divorce. The act of divorce either will or won't take place later. To create a kosher bill of divorce, there has to be written for a specific woman. In the writing of the bill of the divorce, it has to be written for a specific woman. Whether he's going to use it or not is immaterial. Because we're not interested in the usage now. We're interested in creating the bill of divorce.
So
in
we're
one
just
case,
interested in whether...
creating the bill of divorce for the woman who walks through the door. In another case, he's creating the bill of divorce to the woman I decide. In one case,
so now
he made up his mind. In the other case, he's not made up his mind.
Okay. So we're really now just examining the validity of the shtar itself, whether it was created
That's
with the right
we're
elements.
That's all we're discussing. We're
okay,
not
sorry,
discussing the actual act of divorce. We're creating
okay.
the shtar again.
Uh-huh.
And the sofer, how much does he have to know?
He has to follow the orders of the husband.
So now, we've been talking about the sofer knows he wants
divorce. He has to know that Reuven wants a bill of divorce
for
written
a
for
wife.
Divorce for himself and this wife.
Not this wife, a wife, because he doesn't know who's
going to
come in first either.
Yeah, that's Brera. If you old Yash Brera is good enough, if you old A Brera is not good enough.
Okay, so Brera is done on both part of the vow and part of the sofer?
The sofer is an extension of the husband. If it's good for the husband, it's good, automatically good for the sofer.
So if the sofer knows that he has two wives with the same name, then he doesn't have to have machshava on which wife. And if he does, is it possible that that's what I'm asking?
Again, we're not accusing the sofer of thinking differently than what he's told. We assume that a Jewish sofer will write exactly what he's told.
But he's asking good work. Hey,
we have a get today. Shimon ben Yaakov is divorcing Rachel bat Laban, right? And they sit down in a room, Rabbi Bernstein, and he tells the cipher, write the get for Shimon ben Yaakov for Rachel bat Laban. Maybe the cipher is not listening to him. Maybe he's writing it for somebody else. We don't accuse people of not doing what they're told.
Does he have to know that he had two wives with the same name?
Again, he doesn't have to know anything. He has to know what the husband told him. If the husband has two wives, that's a problem because he has to say which wife he wants to divorce. If not, it depends on Brera. Usually, people aren't married to two wives with the same
right,
name.
Right, right.
It's rather unusual. By the way, same name, same father's name.
He has to tell the cipher the third identifier so he won't run into problems later.
Correct.
The cipher doesn't ask the question why.
That's good.
Right.
The cipher today relies on the rabbi who checks out all the names. Because today it's very complicated. Because you don't have to only write the name, you have to write the nicknames. What she's called. So Rachel Baslova might be called Rachel, and she might be called Rach. All kinds of different things. I don't know what nicknames are. And Shimon Ben Yaakov might be Simon. And he might be Sai.
Seymour.
And it gets interesting. My first get I ever attended, I was 15 years old, and one of the Messiah in the town asked me if I would be a member of the Bezin to make a shlichus. So the woman's name was Dorothy. Now, it depends which city you are. Is it Dorothy or Dorothy?
That's an accent. That's not
an accent. Well, it makes a difference in the spelling of the name. Dalit Vav Reish and Dalit Aleph Reish.
Oh, it's Hebrew.
So the Masada Gittin was a New Yorker. So he called 10 Baltimoreans to find out how they say the name Dorothy. I said Dorothy. He said Dorothy. I said, no, we don't call them Dorothy in Baltimore. There's no Dorothys in Baltimore. They're Dorothys.
No,
she wasn't from.
What did they call you?
I don't know. Whatever it was, it was spelled Dalit Vav Reish. At the end of the day, he spelled it Dorothy. That's what they say in Baltimore, Dorothy. Nobody says Dorothy.
Where do they say it that way?
In Boston.
No.
Yeah. Again, the spelling of the name. You know, there's some things that are interesting. It's not really for this year. New York. When the Yidden first came over to New York, they called it Nev York. So in all stars, it was written Nun Yud Vav, and then York. Nobody calls it Nev York anymore.
Why they called it?
They were Europeans.
Or from Hungary.
Or from Poland. Wherever they came from. They called it Nev York. So the spelling of the Yidden was Nun Yud Vav. So it's a big tumult. You'll have to change that. I don't know what they do to Misa today. Whether they still write Nun Yud Vav, or they write Nun Vav Aleph. Nu is Nun Vav Aleph. Nun Vav Aleph. Or Nun Yud Vav, which could be pronounced Nu, but that's not why they wrote it that way. They wrote it because people called it Nev York. It's interesting. Seamus, there's swarm written on names they're getting. How to spell names. It's a complicated matter.
When you see apples
and
oranges,
you
say orange or orange? Honeycrisp orange.
I mean, what?
In Boston, they say orange.
I'm just making this up, but you guys told me it was Georgia. Put both names, whatever was right.
No. We don't, do that. We don't do that. By the way, her nickname was Dot. Yeah, the old thing. It was the first time I ever attended a GAT. It was my first one. It's interesting. This is the first one I attended. It was interesting.
Rebbe, understand that exactly the same, her regular name is Dorothy, and he called her Dot. I called her Dot for it. Dorothy, what does R there?
Again, I'm just remembering what I had a long time ago when I was 17, you know what I mean?
And you're 26, 11 years old. What was that?
I'm in Cleveland for 38 years.
No. Was the Rebbe ever give Shear at the Cross Street Academy?
You
did?
For 10 years.
10 years?
10 years. I'm telling you, Rabbi Mr. Freund, Rabbi Mr. Freund attended. For 10 years. Then I switched to Dirshim. I used to give Dav in the morning and at night. And then I came to Dirshim. 20 years ago, Pesach. Next Wednesday will be 20 years.
When?
Yeah, starting after Pesach, it'll be year number 21. It's Baruch Hashem. Okay. Don't think about it. Don't Rashi. No Rashi. Now the Gemara is going to go out and prove that the Tanoim that do differentiate, and then Rabbi, you're right. Rav is answering, nobody differentiates. So now the Gemara is going to go say, not true. We got Tanoim that do differentiate. And once there's Tanoim that differentiate, so what are Rav Ishii and Rav Yehuda doing?
Is there a possibility of ever having sort of a carrot that somebody, if it's fellow the dot, maybe then I'll say prayer because he's really being gala what he originally had. But if you spell the
dot, I didn't see that Svara. I'm not telling you it doesn't exist. Maybe it does. I don't know. I'm a lawyer of Mishar Shil Rava. Not true what you said. You said that nobody differentiates. Rav Yehuda, the title of the Das Asmid Lesley Breira, the title of the Das Achem Isley Breira. Rav Yehuda does differentiate. Now we're going to prove it. Title of the Das Asmid Lesley Breira. He's going to prove that when a guy leaves it for his own future clarification, there's no Breira, according to Rav Yehuda, the Tanya. Halakeyach Yai Mibein Akusim. Now the Kusim, this is at the time that we still considered them Jewish. They were Jews, Gerei Emes, this is what this Brisa holds. They're Gerei Emes, but they didn't care about selling people Tevel. They themselves were careful. But when it came to selling somebody else, they had no problem giving the guy something usher. Nothing. They didn't hold the Livneiver. Livneiver wasn't in their book. As long as they're not doing the Aveira, they don't care. This is what they did. I don't know why, but that's what they did. So when you buy wine from Kusim, you have to separate Truma and Maitre. Because you can't rely on them. Because they don't care what you drink. They only care what they drink. So Aimer, he can say, this is talking about, Rashi says, he has no keli to separate the Truma and the Maitre. He has one barrel of wine and no place to take the Truma to one thing, the Maitre to the other thing. What does he do? But he wants to drink. Aimer, he says, Shnei Lugin Shani Asid Lahafresh Harein Truma. The two Lugin out of the 100 Lugins that are here will be Truma. I will clarify, I will separate that later. It'll be clarified later. Asara Maiserishin, really, it's not exactly Asara, it's 9.8. Tisha Maiserishin, it's really 8.9. And Umechau and Maiserishin, he can redeem, that he can redeem, he has money at home, he can redeem the Maiserishin for the money, the Shaisa Viyad, and he can drink right away. Divrei Remeir. Remeir holds Yesh Breira, he can separate the Truma based on what's going to be clarified later. Now it's all in the barrel. We don't know what's going to be. It's going to be clarified later. So he's separating based on future clarification. By whom? By himself.
Why did Rebbe say there's no
Because if not, why doesn't he separate it now?
Why does it matter?
Rashi says there has to be a reason why he's not separating it now. So Rashi here says one thing, Rashi elsewhere says something else. Here Rashi says he doesn't have a keli.
Oh, I was thinking this. What?
Rashi elsewhere says it's Erev Shabbos. It's close to Shabbos. He doesn't have time to separate.
You can't
just
square.
Don't bother me now.
No, we don't
rely on this.
Why?
Because separate. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yaitzi, Reb Shimon, Aishra.
You can't be
mavrish
on Shabbos?
No. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yaitzi, Reb Shimon, Aishra. Rabbinically, you can't be mavrish on Shabbos. Reb Yehuda says, Ein Breira. So here is the case. No Breira. Catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mibena Kusim, Kaidim Gzeira. It was before we made Gzeira that we don't drink wine from Kusim. They became a Gzeira later on that we treat Kusim like Gayim. And therefore, we don't drink their wine. Here we are buying wine from the Kusim. That means we are drinking their wine. But ain't like Kli, see Rashi says so. He has no Kli. Lahavrish Tumas Amaisus, Utsarach Lishkas, he needs to drink. The Kusim Gerim is Chashulu. This Bryce is considered Kusim true Gerim. It's a big machlaikis. Vain Eretz Yisrael Nivikus Mekudushah Sayyidayim. Rashi is just telling you when they buy land in Eretz Yisrael, it still has Kedusha. Vain Chashudim ala Maisers ala Trumas. They were accused of Maiser and Truma. Rashi seems to say they're accused of not separating a period. Tysis explains only when they sell to somebody else. But like Kami Aracharub and Maiser, not like Ami Aratzim, that even though they're not 100% careful, but most of them do separate it. The Kula Mavrish and Truma and all Maratim separate Truma. I have a Kusim Chashudim Melakoil. We don't trust Kusim on anything, but the Kayach Mem Terech Latsev Ada. Shnei Lugim Mitrech Meya, Harein Truma Betecha is Truma in it. Mechal, Rashi, Maisha Sheini Mechal Bedibura, he redeems it, but Bedur Ba'al Ma'amosh Yeshle Bebayas. He says, you know, that money should be redeemed, the Masha Epsilon, the Saka Lagami, this is the Rashi. Whatever you can take care of, you sack it. Don't leave it for future clarification if you can take care of it now.
So why the Brera? You hold a Brera.
It's not what you're supposed to take care of it now.
You hold a Brera, hold a Brera.
We hold the Brera.
You know what? It's not nice to do the get the first one that comes out. Wait until you make a decision, then do it.
I made a decision, the first one that comes out.
How about the case, the other case, by...
The cipher is here now. The cipher is...
Also, that's what I'm saying. I have time now.
Why don't you have time?
I don't have time to...
Why don't you have time?
I'm busy learning.
The Shaitz of the Yads of Drashi, the Ma'achah Shekar Hashem Yatzalimidei Tevel, Ukshimaitzi Yayin Lishdi Yatzai, who I never learned. That's being clarified. That's Chulun. If you like Caleb, when he gets a hold of Caleb, he eats him and I know the truma, who I never the truma, he has Breira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and the last little Breira, but Caleb is as Atzmai. Shu Atzmai might say Yahid, he's going to take over the Yahid. And the part, second part of the question, Caleb is as Achirim Islay Breira. And we have another case, but he makes it depend on others, and Rabbi Yehuda holds yes, Breira. But none. Mahi Baisin Ayabim. The case is talking about, I'm going to say the Maskana. When you read the case, it sounds differently. But the Maskana of the Gemara is, a guy says to his wife, listen, I am divorcing you the moment before I die from this illness. I want to be married to you. But I don't want you to have to be an Amana. Maybe he doesn't have kids. He doesn't want her to fall to Yibum. So he wants to do her a favor and divorce her. But if he divorces her now, he doesn't have a wife. So he, as Maskana of the Gemara there, it's that he's divorcing her a moment before he dies. So, Zok Tribute, now we don't know what that time is. We don't even know if he's going to die from that illness, because he said it depends if he dies from that illness.
Is Muhammad different?
We're not talking about Muhammad. Let's not mix anything else until we get this straight. The Yehuda Aymer, Harry Keshish Ish L'chol Devarel, now she's an Eshish Ish. The get's not now. Ulechimayis Havigita. And when he dies, it's a get. Now at the beginning, the Gemara understood it there, and this is the way Rashi's going to say here, that he made it retroactive. The problem is, so why is she an Eshish Ish? If he dies, then it Lemefreya she was a get. So the Gemara there changes it. Rashi is going to quote the beginning of the Gemara there, and it won't make sense. Thank you, Yachmiel.
Thank you. I have health issues, that's why I was sick and avoid.
Rashi is going to quote the Havamin of the Gemara there, which is very schwer, because if it's Me'achshav, if he's saying it should be, if when the guy dies from this illness, it'll be retroactive, then she's not an HSH. It should depend if he dies or not. So the Gemara answers that question there, that he said that the get should kick in a moment before he dies. So even though Rashi is going to bring the committing of Gemara, I'm trying to avoid what everybody's going to ask me. So the maskana of the Gemara means he wants it to kick in a minute before he dies, not retroactive. But the Gemara there makes it sound like it's retroactive at the beginning, and that's what Rashi quotes. But the bottom line is, it works, even though it depends on future clarification. In the Havamina, it depends if he dies from this illness. In the Maskana, it even depends, we don't even know when it's going to kick in. The moment before he dies, we don't know when that is. At the end of the day, we say Breira. Why? Because it's not up to him. Your body decides when he dies and when he dies from the illness. So therefore, we see reviewed old Jash Breira. Does the get works? Again, the Gemara says she's Megresha Lemefreya there. There's a problem. Then why is she an Eshes Ish? I'm trying to answer a question that you're going to ask me. Rashi's going to say she's Megresha Lemefreya. Rashi's not going to deal with the Gemara's Kasha there, so why is she an Eshes Ish?
Lemefreya doesn't
have to mean all we've seen us again. Let's read Rashi, okay? You know, instead of arguing or something, we can see Rashi. I was trying to avoid a Kasha. I could have ignored, waited for the kasha, but I'm trying to avoid it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mahi Baisin Ayam, Lekana Misha Achzor, Zeh Gitech Me'achshav, Umeisi Mechayli Zeh. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, this is your get from now, if the guy dies from this illness. How is that get? Umeisi Mechayli Zeh. Mahi Kol Yimei Achayli, what is your status now? Ke'eshes Ish. Im Kayadu, Echelis Betruma. Vim Zinza, Mechenek. She's an Eshes Ish. He's only arguing what status he has those days. He's not arguing that it's a get. It's retroactive. He doesn't know if he'll survive or not. And he made the condition dependent on the Rebbeinu Shloim. Ukshemes, Aminan Hoover Adover, the Mishas Nasinai Roy Lamas Mechayli Zeh. And when he dies, it's clarified that that's what, that the get was a good get, probably get, Mehishaita. Shamanas came Masroi. Stop here for a second. Now, that's the case there. The problem the Gemara has there, if it's retroactive, so why is she an Eshes Ish? If he ends up dying, then she wasn't an Eitzes Ish. How can we kill her? How can we let her eat truma? So the Gemara answers that Me'akshav doesn't mean Me'akshav. Me'akshav means the moment before he dies. That's to answer that question. But the, you read the Mishnah, says Me'akshav. Rashi says, I don't care whether you go with the Havmi or the Maskana. Bottom line is, it needs Breira. It depends if he's going to die or not. Now, Rashi's going to say something, a world-famous Rashi. Frekt Rashi, why isn't every condition Breira? A guy is Megarish his wife on the condition that she gives him $200. Breira! Again, a guy is Megarish his wife on the condition he gives her $200. Why isn't every condition Breira?
No, it's not, because...
Tanai worked. Even according to the Mandam, it says, hey, Breira, there's a thing called Tanai.
When does it work? From when?
Again, why does Tanai not need Breira? That's the question.
Because it only kicks in once it's night and win.
Again, when he writes to get out Tanai, why isn't that a chesaron in Breira? He doesn't know if it's going to be a good get or not. Zokt Rashi. The Ezek star to Noem to other Masna beget. Clear, this is Rashi's shot. Should be Yodre Lekaimam, the Dictor Lekaimam. A Tanai is something that's under your control and you plan to keep it. That's Tanai. That the parties are agreeing that they want and are able to keep it. That makes Tanai. Anything that you're not planning to keep, or anything that you can't keep, is not Tanai, is Breira.
He wants her to pay him.
Again, it's a thorough agreement. You're right. The get won't kick in unless she pays. She doesn't want to pay, she won't pay. So it only works if it's Daito Lekaima, if she plans to keep it.
So some Tanais are valid and some are not.
Right. He doesn't decide whether he's going to live or die. This is famous Rashi. That Rashi means anything that's up to him. Anybody that's up to the people that make the Tanai. They have to agree and have the ability. And if they don't agree or they don't have the ability, that's called Breira.
Can't put it tonight, it's going to rain on Tuesday.
You put it right tonight, it's going to rain on Tuesday, that's Breira.
What about the tonight that you can't get married to anybody else?
So why isn't that a problem? No. Well, that's right, but that's not a good tonight. That doesn't work. I have to check this out. You're asking a kasha. Really, my chef's in kasha. Any tonight that involves her doing something, why is that a tonight? Chayra, it's not biyada lekaima. It's her time, biyada lekaima. So usually, in every transaction besides get, you need two parties. So as long as one of them can keep it, and plans to keep it, it's a good Tanai. And get, you don't need her agreement. That's what makes it more complicated. But in every other condition, like Kedusha and transactions, there are two parties. As long as one of them can keep it and plans to keep it, it's a Tanai.
Well, the person says, I'm going to give it to the person who I decide later, it's really up to him.
He's not decided yet, so it's not beyond, at that point, it's not it's beyond the Lekaima. No, it's not. He's not planning to keep it. He doesn't know yet. He doesn't want to commit himself.
But eventually, I'm going to decide.
That's Breira. I'll give $200. He decided that the get is dependent on
$200. Yeah, this get is dependent on who I choose. This is not the weather thing, the weatherman over there, Dick Goddard over there. Is this one of the bracha, do you know that?
He's not a yid. Now, before I answer you, I want to look it up. Lean Edible, we'll talk about it tomorrow.